The bill that passed allows authorities to indefinitely confine and require treatment for habitual drug offenders. Democrats Janet Buley of Bayfield County and Dave Hansen of Green Bay introduced an amendment asking the Attorney General to consider joining two other states in a lawsuit against pharmaceutical firms selling opioids as they do. Buley is a member of the governor's task force on opioid abuse, which has been holding meetings throughout the state.
But I do think that in the national and state discussion of the opioid epidemic, the presence of the pharmaceutical companies as part of the solution is conspicuous by its absence.
Buley says with the amount of time and money spent to clean up the results of the abuse of opioids, the amendment would be helpful.
I thought that as an end to the special session, I would ask that the Attorney General consider what has been done in other states across the nation, including those with a Republican Attorney General, to look in the possibility of the responsibility of pharmaceutical companies in this mess.
A Republican Attorney General of Ohio and a Democratic AG in Mississippi have asked to get the pharmaceutical companies involved in problem solving along with communities in three other states. Buley's Senate district includes parts of Vilas, Iron, and Price counties. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.